everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here at PTSD and Beyond. Happy June 6th to you. Today's topic from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is finding inspiration. And the quote is from Jack London. You can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club. Some artists wait to be struck, like lightning, by inspiration and then follow the inspiration wherever it leads. Others simply get up every day and go to work. They write until they've produced a certain number of words. Or they draw until they've completed a certain number of sketches. These artists don't wait for inspiration. They work and work and work. And eventually, inspiration, it makes an appearance. How many times have people said, actually, you know what? Let me go with this thought first. How many times have we read or heard or just saw somebody that is, quote, I'm putting in air quotes here, an influencer that talks about motivation? Motivation, you know, people who don't do things are lazy, you know, those kinds of comments. And it frustrates me when I hear that kind of stuff because motivation is temporary. Motivation is temporary. It's like that temporary, you know, jolt of energy, and then it fizzles out. Inspiration, though, is sustainable. When you're inspired by something, yes, the doses of inspiration are like a wave. It ebbs and flows, and it is sustainable. And also inspiration, it touches you deeper than motivation. You know, motivational speaker, you listen to their stuff and you're like, oh, that's so wonderful. And then it goes away. But something that's inspiring, it stays with us. We remember it. We recall it. We harness it. We review it. We re-listen to it because it does something for us. It speaks to us in some way. That's why we say take what resonates and go beyond, because we don't want to be motivational here. This isn't a... Almost said someone's name. I think you know who I'm talking about. We're not asking you to walk on any hot coals, okay? What we hope to do is provide some educational content and information that inspires people, that gives people hope, that in the middle of the night or whatever part of the day sucks and you're like, oh, where can I go to fill myself up with something from somebody that makes me feel good? Inspiration makes the impossible possible for people. Inspiration dissipates those negative tapes of shit that other people have said that you can't do something. And it's like the Superman. It comes in and it just takes all that away. Even if it's for a moment, because I do from my own lived experience know that those kind of tapes can come back, and they do come back. But inspiration, it's sustainable. It
It is the thing that speaks to our mind. It's the thing that speaks to our heart. And it's what lights us up. That's the difference between inspiration. Now, finding it, yeah, like what Linda says here, you know, sometimes we just do it. And then inspiration comes. It comes in some form. Eventually, it makes its appearance. You know what inspiration is sometimes? You know, you've got the person who chronically shows up late to an event. You know, they make their grand entrance. And they're like, oh, so sorry for being late. Inspiration is kind of like that. It shows up. When it does show up, it's like, oh, so sorry to be late to the party, but here I am. Inspiration. All right, here's the affirmation for the day. I sometimes use lack of inspiration as an excuse for not doing things I say I love. Today, I'm going to go ahead and do what I love and not wait to be inspired. If I have to, I'll make my own inspiration. That's right. You know what? Show up, your fabulous self. Show up because you are fabulous. Just walk in the room and own it, man. Walk in the room. It doesn't even matter if you're walking in the room and you're the only person there. Walk in. Or maybe you walk in and in your mind, you're like making your grand inspirational entrance. And, you know, there's a bunch of people because you're sitting in a meeting. Only you need to know. Only you need to know because you are what matters. All right. I think we're going to end it there. That sounds like a really good way to say okie dokie, artichokey. There you go. So for our listener that we have a listener who really likes when I say holy bucket. So there's another Midwest euphemism. Okie dokie, artichokey. I can't believe I just said that. And we're not going to edit it. We're leaving it in there. That's right. Because you never know. It could be the thing that made someone laugh and it could be the catalyst to inspiration. So there you go. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Dow with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And as always, remember, hit that subscribe button. Give us a comment, a 5-star rating if you can. Yes, that would be inspirational. And as always, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.